together again.
Orestes Lorenzo was a pilot in the Cuban Air Force. Orestes liked the Air Force, and he liked flying. But he didn't like living in Cuba. There was not enough freedom in Cuba. Orestes wanted to live in the United States. But the Cuban government told him, "No, you can't leave Cuba." In March 1991, Orestes got into a Cuban Air Force jet and flew the jet to Florida. "I'm never going back to Cuba," he thought. When Orestes flew to the United States, he left his wife and two sons in Cuba. Orestes thought, "My family can come to the United States later." Orestes was wrong. The Cuban government told Orestes' wife, "You can't leave Cuba. Forget your husband." For almost 2 years, Orestes lived in the United States, and his family lived in Cuba. Orestes was very unhappy. In Cuba, he had his family, but he didn't have enough freedom. In the United States, he had freedom, but he didn't have his family. One day, Orestes got a letter from his son Alejandro. "Dear Daddy," Alejandro wrote, "you are a pilot. Fly to Cuba. Take us to the United States in an airplane." Orestes read Alejandro's letter and began to think. "Maybe Alejandro has a good idea," he thought. "Maybe I can fly to Cuba and get my family." Orestes wrote a letter to his wife, Victoria. In the letter, Orestes told Victoria, "On December 19th at 5:30, take the boys to our favorite beach for a picnic. Wear orange t-shirts and watch the sky." At 5:30 on December 19th, Victoria and the two boys were at the beach. The boys were playing, but Victoria was watching the sky. She saw a small plane. It was flying low over a highway nearby. "Run to the highway," she told the boys. "It's Daddy." Orestes was flying a small plane right over the highway. He flew over a car, a bus, and a truck. Then he landed on the highway. Victoria and the boys got into the plane, and the plane took off. 50 minutes later, the Lorenzo family was in Florida. Later, Victoria said, "I knew he would come. I always knew it. I believe in him. I believe in love."